Oh, it'd be all right for raising alfalfa or clover or something like that, or it'd be good for grazing cattle on. Would you?
It'd just be poor land. But
as long as if you use the word prairie or meadow or.
No, not. I've never heard of anybody around here referring to it as that.
Mm-hmm. And what about land that's real rich or soil that's real rich? Would you have a special name for that?
Nothing. It'd be real good land.
Mm-hmm. Well, what different types of soil are there?
You got me again. I don't really know what you mean. Just rich land or this poor land or sandy or.
Okay. Sandy and what else? Did you ever hear of loam?
I was thinking of loam, but I never hear anybody refer to any as loam.
What do you think of as loam?
Well, it's sort of a mixture. I think, you know, it's I think of it as being about, you might say, half, not really clay, but something, you know, a fine mixture that way, and sandy. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of it as being.
What do you think of as clay?
Real fine. It's not sand. It's what clay is really and truly, but it's real fine. When it gets wet, it's slick or something like that.
And say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you were...
Drain it.
Okay. And the things that you'd dig to drain this water off.
It'd be a ditch.
Okay. What about say if you had a heavy rain and the water had cut out a little channel across a road or a field?
Cut a gully.
Okay. Now is a gully a very big thing or is it a...
Yes, and I might think of it as being a big, you know, from... Oh, you might refer to it as a gully, but really a gully I think of as being a large washout.
Mm-hmm. What if it's a small place? What would you call it?
I might call it a gully right on, but just a washout or something.
There's something along the side of the road to carry the water off.
A ditch.
Okay, would you use the word ditch talking about the...
No, I don't think of that. I think of a ditch as something that's, might say, man-made, a dug.
And, say that... if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a...
Stream.
Okay, any other names?
Just any water, you mean? Or
you'd have a stream, and then what else? Besides?
Creek.
Okay, what's the difference now?
Not really much, I wouldn't think. Mm-hmm. I think of a stream as being real small. Mm-hmm. Creek could be a larger stream that flows into a river.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides a stream and the creek and the river? Anything between
about
the sides?
A brook or something of that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of as a brook?
It's not a stream. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Small.
Do people use that word around too much?
A brook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about a branch or
a... Well, yeah, a branch. I hadn't thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Between, as you said, between a stream and a creek or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What if it's salt water? Say a...
Think of it as a creek.
Mm-hmm. But, well, say that salt water area just out right down near Panacea, that...
A large area or just a small?
The
you mean
large
the bay?
Okay. Well, what about something sort of a stream, sort of, something smaller than a bay, but that there might be salt water, that, or say, maybe that the salt water would back up into, and maybe...
A creek is what I'd call it.
Did you think of a creek as being salt water?
Yes.
Is that big enough, say, to carry a boat through?
Yes. Mm-hmm.